My name is Guzmán Fernández. I'm from Spain. I live in Madrid right now. I'm 20 years old. What I do is to teach young people and empower them about how they can think and about the way that they think or see the lives. It's a good way and a way that helps others. I think also start with empathy, because you live some things in your life that touch your heart, and those things move you to change. Mm-hmm. In my case, I have the opportunity to live a lot of things with old people, like older people than me. That opportunity that I have with older people, I want to have this to other young people. Is that correct?
Yeah. You want to, empower other young people to do the same.
Oh, yeah. Because other people trust on me. That trust is important, because when you are a young boy with a lot of ideas and older people comes to you and say, that idea is good, go ahead. I think that point was click. I think that with empathy, converting change making, and try to change the area that I live or the community that I try to create.
So what was the first thing you did? Like, you started a digital platform?
Yeah, or Change Opinion, or in Spanish, or the main thing. Well, I live in Spain in a good position, like economical, in a good mm-hmm. family. And I have the lucky to stay in a school that helps students to create their projects. And with some friends, we create a magazine inside the school. That project, when we leave school, that project still continue. So we create a digital media that young people can write about anything they want and post online for reading for anyone. And we still continue there. I think collaboration is the main thing that I have in my head. Always try to help or try to work with a lot of different people, because I think a lot of different ideas helps to create solutions for everyone. So if we can create a community with a lot of different ideas or points of view, that's gonna make the community better. And I think the way that I like to hear a lot of opinions, a lot of points of view of different people is also a fact. I'm not scared about others' opinions. I like to know them. And I think that's a good point.
So who is your biggest support system or your biggest inspiration?
Like I said before, when I was more younger than I am, like 16 or 17, I have a boss who trusts me a lot. When I was studying at the school, also I started working in an enterprise, and that boss helped me a lot. Like, he always asked me what I think about the projects and all those stuffs, and that trust that he gave to me, I think, marks me a lot. Like, the way that person who has 15 years old, so like 13 more years than me, helps me a lot to trust on my ideas and to tell to other young people that they can think and they can do a lot of stuff that the society, the common sense don't tell you. Also, I think right now here in Spain we are creating a young and youth council of change makers in Asoka, Spain. Right now that's so helpful, because I see a lot of young people who has also projects like Alejandra or Eduardo. And we can create a community of different projects and a lot of young people who try to do things different than we did before. And I think also right now that's a good point. It's an important point, because without them, I think I'm alone. It's difficult to be a change maker, young and alone.
Yeah, definitely. So do you have any advice that you would give to other young people?
First of all, I always try to say in every call that Asoka invites me to speak here in Spain, everyone is a change maker. And I always say it's correct, everyone is a change maker, and it's a normal thing. I always say that be a change maker is like playing basketball at the school, doing a play theater or whatever you do at the school or at the uni or at college or university. I think be a change maker is easy. It's just try to see the other points of view of other people's, or trying to be a little bit empathy. And I always say that everyone could be a change maker. You have at the school basketball, football, soccer, and project change making or something like that. I also believe that for a future, create communities that has a lot of point of view is so important. So when we was with the Kings of Spain, and that was one of my points, that we need to create communities with a lot of point of views and try to look for like a middle point, because I think that's a good way to create a good new future. And also here in Spain, Ahsoka helps me a lot and also teach me that you don't need to be a superhero to be a change maker. I think that's important. I'm not famous and no one knows me, but also I can do a lot of stuff and I can go to speak with the Kings, so I can go to a lot of places and speak them. The collaboration between young people and adults, it's wonderful, and I think that's it.
Do you have any plans for the future with Opinion 20 or a new project?
Well, right now I'm 20 years old. I'm trying to finish my degree. I study design and communication here in Spain because I like a lot to communicate ideas of mine or of other people's. And right now we are trying to reconvert Opinion 20, not just a digital media. So we are trying to convert in a space, physical space, when ideas come together, like let's go and meet 14 young people, 15, 100, whatever number, and let's speak about political, so about culture, about raw things, about let's try to know a lot of ideas and to... So with my team in Opinion 20, we are trying to reconvert Opinion 20 not just in a digital media, sino in a physical media. And that's it. And I'm creating some stuff, but I'm 20 years old, so I'm trying to end my degree, learn a lot. And when I end my degree, trying to create something. But I can't tell you what I'm going to do because I don't know. I know that I'm going to try to help project to the society and try to tell some things like, well, some message or help some communities. And that's it.
That's amazing. Thank you.